Nice to have your company on this Monday edition. Terrifically hoping you had a great weekend and enjoyed it. If you're a Wallaby sorter, you wouldn't enjoy it at all. Only five tests before the World Cup now. The Wallabies, just for the record, have lost 9 of their 13 test matches this season. That's the worst since the 1950s. And if you go back a little bit further, we've actually lost 11 out of our last 15 matches under Michael Checker. It's the first time we've ever lost 6 successive matches to England. And just to make that a little bit worse, I'm not painting a good picture here, make that worse, we lost 3 on home soil. Mm. Matthew Burke has all the answers. He's a former Wallaby legend. In fact, you can't be a former Wallaby legend.
No.
You're just a
legend.
Wallaby legend. And he joins us in the studio. Gabe Burkey.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Do I have any answers? No, I don't at the moment, TK. I looked at that game on the weekend and gave away a try within the first minute.
Two minutes.
From a scrum, they got absolutely decimated. But it was the lead up to it. And I keep saying it when we're doing commentary with 10. It's just the small things that they're missing out on. So they have a scrum from their own line or thereabouts, and they pass left-hand side and kick right-footed, which means you're closing the angle straight away.
Correct.
So you throw right to kick right. You throw left to kick left. And they've done it all year. There's been that many charge downs, and then they have a scrum. They put
that's pretty
under
basic
pressure.
Sort of stuff, but
that's under 12 stuff.
Well, why? How can that happen?
I don't know. I mean, you got what I'd imagine smart guys. You know, Checker's won Super Rugby titles. Yeah. He's run European Cup, exactly right, with Leinster. So they're smart players. I don't know what's going through their head though. Yeah, then you get that. Trying to set up that play out of there. And Stuart Barnes, the English commentator, said, this is poor, trying to get out of the 22. This is when he missed Matt Tumua. And then he blew up on the way through because, like, you know, he didn't find the target. So, you know, well done Will Guenier for making his 100th test match. Yeah, that's an incredible feat. But I just feel his play is not up to it at the moment.
So Jake Gordon will be the halfback at the World Cup.
Must be the halfback.
It just looks a little bit slow at the moment.
Mate, he doesn't want to commit to a breakdown. Like, there's times when we lost the ball the other day, as in the Wallabies. Yeah. They lost the ball the
other
day.
Showed you how much they miss Pocock.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, you'd see how integral he is to that team, yeah. His passing's a bit slow. It's just all a bit off. You know what I mean? And do you know what it is? I reckon, and I've been there as well. When you get a bit older, you start to work out the consequences of if I put my head in that situation. And, you know, I saw Campo go through it.
It just happens, mate, doesn't it?
I've been through it. When you're a young bloke, you don't care. And as long as you know, you just put your head in there and just go, I'll win this ball. If I lose it and hurt myself, whatever. When you're a bit older and you understand the consequences, you go, oh, maybe not. And I just think he's, you know, I think they've got to get some new blood in that 9 role. That 9-10, I don't think, you know, Bernie Foley had a great tour. You know, he had 2 games at 12, just didn't work for him. And, you know, when you look at the way the forward pack performed, line-out scrums, just struggling. You know, when struggling. I mean, and you can win your games against Italy, just. But I reckon that goes to show where they are in terms of world rugby. You saw Italy get smashed by New Zealand 66-3, I think it was. There was no chat from Conor O'Shea, who's their coach, about, you know, we're going to take it to the Kiwis today. We're going to really get stuck into them. Where they said that about us, you know, they said we're going to get stuck into the Aussies. I reckon we're going to have a real crack at them. So I reckon that respect factor's gone, if you know what I mean. Like, we're down at 7th in the world. We started at 3 at the start of the year. Remember that, you know, that we pumped it up, that Irish Aussie campaign, and how good is this going to be? And we've just been on a massive slide.
Well, let's get straight to it. Let's get straight to it. Does he survive, the coach?
Well, he survives because I think he has the run of the mill at the Australian Rugby Union. I think he survives. There'll be a review. I watched Rory last night on Bill and Boz, and he'll say he's a board member now. He'll say there's a review that will happen, and they will sort of, you know, put things in place. But he has total autonomy over that joint at the moment, so they're not going to change him. Whether or not anyone calls for his sacking.
So you're saying the coach is running the Rugby Australia?
100%.
And it's rock solid. The information is that Raelene Castle had to go and meet with Michael Checker before she was appointed as CEO.
Yep.
Right? Now, that's my belief.
It's rock solid.
So you can only say from that.
I can't believe that.
It happened, Loss. It happened.
For her to get the ticket of approval.
And you can only say from that, If he would have said, no, I don't like her, she wouldn't have got the gig.
So he she
mate,
got
I'm
to
telling
meet,
you, it's rock solid.
She had
oh,
to meet,
I find that hard to believe.
No.
She had to meet all the board members previous, as in, pardon me, all the state's CEOs.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I get that. Which
to tick the
do.
Box, which, yep. is, which I thought was a good thing for yep. that. So yeah, they're all on board.
They yep. appoint her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm yeah, happy yeah. for the
she
states
also
and
met
the board
with Michael
members.
Czech.
But I, well, yeah,
is that
she,
right?
she might have okay. met with Czech, but I don't think he would have had the final say whether she.
Well, why meet her?
Well, just yeah, to
I,
get to
I
know.
Reckon. I reckon. You know, I wouldn't put that too far from it, TK. If that's your gospel, I reckon that's pretty much it. He runs the show over there, and you know, for all the reviews and what have you coming in there, no one's going to put their neck out and say, hey, you know, you're doing it poorly, or you're doing it wrongly. Mm. They are doing it poorly. And we talk about these systems they keep going on about. So 9 of 14 this year, they won against Argentina, South Africa, Ireland, and Italy. I mean, that's not much of a, sadly, that's not much of a repertoire, if you call it that. They've got to be winning the big games. They talk about consistency. And I think that's where we're lacking. We just saw a try a second ago from Israel Folau. And the ball came from Sikopi Kepu. Like, you know,
yeah.
great pill.
Good
know,
ball.
Great ball. But it was the running line. You know, it was the running line of what he did. And you get that once every now and then in games. It's just not consistent enough. They're playing this side to side. They're giving territory. They're playing behind. And you just can't win. And they're playing this. You know, we saw some passes on the weekend. A lot of teams are employing that outside in defence now. So you're just trying to close them off. And our blokes are pinging 20-metre passes over the top. And I think one went into touch yesterday. You know, you got Michael Hooper hanging out in the wing there. And it goes over his head into touch. So there just has to be a reframing of where it is. So in terms of will Michael Checker stay? Yes. Because one, there's no one else. Two, they won't sack him because he runs a joint over there. And then three, he's got to go away now and change his whole game plan, which I don't think they will. I don't think they will. But what they're doing at the moment is not working.
Yeah.
And they need to change something up to get it working. The small bits when it does work is great, but they need to do more of it.
So does that mean the assistants are under the pump?
I reckon everyone's under the pump, Loz, right. But do you change your assistants on the way through? I mean, Grazy, Bernie, great mates of mine, played with them. You know, Grazy, incredible defensive player, but in regards to getting that defensive system sorted, mate, it is all over the shop. Mm. You know, I look at, you know, and I go back again. I paused it the other day. I get my wife to come and look at it. So Kate comes over and look at it. I said, what's wrong here? And she goes, that's there, and that's there. I said, yes. I said, you know, these blokes are out of position. They're playing blokes out of position. So if you want to play Flau at fullback, play him at fullback. Don't stick him on the wing, then put Haylett Petty at the back there. Will Genny at fullback. Will Genny has been run around three times this year playing fullback. The Argentinian bloke ran around him up in the Goldie. One of the Kiwi guys ran around him the other day. And then the winger for England, I've forgotten his name now, ran around him the other day and scored a try. And so if you don't know how to defend at fullback, it's an incredibly difficult job. It's
absolutely. Like, you're the only one there, aren't you?
You're the only one there. And so I wouldn't know how to defend at halfback, if you know what I mean. So get the players in the right spots. So when, you know, I imagine Graze is pulling his hair out on the sideline. So something's got to change there. Bernie in attack, incredible in attack player when he was playing. But, you know, to have those skills to transfer it into transferring into the coaching role, it's a very different thing. When they've done some good stuff, it's actually worked well. But other than that, it's quite mundane.
I want to throw a couple of names at you because you know there's a belief, and it's not great for Australian rugby that Michael Checker is still there. It doesn't mean Michael Checker's not the greatest bloke walking the planet, right?
Of course.
But whether you are or not, as Loz would know, your win-loss column decides your immediate future.
Yeah, correct.
Jake White, he appears to be the best credential international coach available.
Yep. If he's available, why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you at the moment? You know, as you said, Tigger,
he's available, mate, he's contracted to a club in Tokyo who I imagine is paying him big bucks.
Yeah,
but
he'd
love to coach it.
He at an international level again?
At a World Cup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I know
and his only upside
had issues last time around when he went for the job, I think it was, and he was cast aside in that previous job, trying to get a start for Australia. So would he coach Australia? Yes, he's tried to do it in the past, and he would do it again. Coaches are coaches these days. It's like Eddie Jones said the other day. You know, I don't care about beating Australia. I just want my English players to win. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where your loyalty lies. The difficult part, I reckon, and you're right, TK, is when you get guys, and Czech's a good bloke. Loz,
great champion.
You know, when you're coaching, but it's hard for your mates to come out and say, let's sack him, let's get rid of him, because, you know, then they go, well, is it a personal thing? But when you look at the record, it is not fantastic. And when you look at where we are at the moment, I mean, I was doing the bit of the maths the other day for the pool that's coming up for the Wallabies. So we've got Wales in our pool, Fiji in our pool, and two sort of repechage ones, so small ones.
And Fiji, you just beat France overnight.
Fiji beat France on the weekend. Yeah. Like, they are flying. They could be eight in the world, I believe. So we're seven, they're eight. Are we going to get out of our pool? I mean, we're talking about Fiji. I mean, we should beat Fiji every day of the week. And we should beat Ireland every day. Pardon me. We should beat Italy every day of the week, and by plenty as well. So I think teams look at us now and go, I reckon we're a chance. You know, I reckon we're a chance at winning against the Wallabies.
Berkey, we've solved it all.
We have.
We've got Jake White as the new coach. Jake Gordon is the halfback for the World Cup. We need to find a few others. Well, we're making small steps, okay?
Small step. I think, you know, and that's it. And the hard part about it is there's not many steps to the World Cup.
So. Five matches. Yeah. We've got five matches. Berkey, thanks for coming in.
Good on you, boys.